This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
How badly can you get typecast is the question that Million Dollar Arm asks. John Hamm is attempting to be a little less Don Drapery and break out of his Mad Men typecasting. With a character that's pretty Don Drapery, he plays a sports agent who's running out of money, who's renting part of his beautiful house in L.A. to a female medical student, who of course falls in love with him and they end up getting married. Spoiler alert. Anyway, he has an idea to start. It's a true story, and it's a Disney movie, so you know it's going to be like a feel-good movie, and there are some moments that are pretty poignant. The stars of the movie are actually the two Indian guys, but it's a true story about an agent who came up with an idea to have a contest so you could win $1 million dollars Indian, I guess, because it was only like $100,000, and a chance to try out with a American baseball team if you whoever threw the ball the fastest with the most accuracy. They figured that people that played cricket would be good at baseball. Not true anyway. You get to see the trials and tribulations. The problem here is that John Hamm kind of he looks like he's being Don Draper, but he has kind of this incredulous look, so he's playing like the absent father figure. These two guys who win the contest, these two Indian kids who come out of these poor neighborhoods in India and then get pulled to Beverly Hills. Based on a true story, they end up training with the USC baseball team, ultimately end up getting signed by the Pittsburgh Pirates, and John Hamm's character finds out that he can be a father figure. He likes the idea of a family, and he ends up marrying his tenant. And everything is happy ever after. The problem with the film is, like the character Don Draper in Mad Men, Hamm kind of goes from being a jerk to being a likable jerk. He's just all around frumpy. And there's something unlikable about his character, which doesn't really get redeemed. And then the fact that it's based on a true story, you can go, well, that guy wasn't that likable to begin with. And that's kind of the basis of the story. But you'd like to see a little more evolution in a character. If you're going to follow the hero's journey, you'd like to see a more poignant moment than just the kids wrecked another hotel room. They have to come stay with me. And you know what? Now that I've exploited them again, I guess I feel a little bad about it. I don't know. You don't really buy his evolution. But that being said, it is an enjoyable tour through India. You get to see some Indian guys throw baseballs. So there you go.